Milwaukee residents continue to have questions about when to replace old lead water pipes. City leaders are still trying to sort it out, too. On Wednesday, they grilled a waterworks official to try to get answers. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
It's been more than 2 years since Milwaukee's lead service line replacement mandate went into effect. At yesterday's Public Works Committee meeting, Alderman Bob Bauman says confusion remains, including...
Under what circumstances the city will mandate a lead service line replacement by the private property owner? We've got to line all that stuff up so we're clear on what the program provides, what the public can expect.
The mandate applies to homeowners if either their side or the city side of the lead lateral leaks. It also folds in child care centers and private schools. The property owners pay to replace their side while the city handles its portion. To soften the financial burden, property owners pay no more than $1,600 and can spread payments over 10 years. Confusion seems to swirl around a clause that applies to private pipes that are disturbed. Milwaukee Waterworks Commissioner Karen Detmer told committee members that disturbances, although rare, usually happen during bone-chilling weather when service lines freeze.
Milwaukee Waterworks came out and had to thaw those by inserting a probe into that service line. We were very concerned about the orthophosphate coating that's interior to that service line and the impacts that that could potentially have on the homeowners.
The waterworks adds phosphate to Milwaukee water to create that coating and hold lead in place. Frozen pipes that Detmer says have to be probed are folded into the replacement program, along with pipes disturbed when crews repair a leaking water main.
We go out to fix that leak in the main, and that leak is close enough to a lead service line that then that lead service line has been disrupted. That would go into the program too. Again, very
How
few
close?
Cases. I'm sorry?
How close? I'm just curious.
That it would be impacted by the work that the crew
feet,
is doing.
10 feet, 30 feet?
Not 5 feet or 10 feet. It would be a couple of feet, 1 foot, possibly two.
Alderwoman Malele Coggs would like to find a way to include more households in the program, people who want to get rid of lead but don't have a leaky pipe. Those homeowners are not eligible for the mandate's financial perks. Coggs is thinking of one family in particular.
There was a case in my district where a child under the age of 6 had tested positive for lead, and their water also had lead, and the family wanted to get into the program and were told they did not qualify.
Coggs wants the departments responsible for Milwaukee's water, infrastructure, and public health to come up with a comprehensive plan to replace all of Milwaukee's old lead lateral infrastructure. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.